Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Once again, my dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this Holy Mass of the 15th week of the Ordinary Time of the Church. In a special way, we are thankful to God for the grace to be here this morning, for the grace of the past week, and we are sure that He will continue to lead us in this week. One of the most important eucologies of the Mass is the collect, the opening prayer of the Mass. We said that prayer this morning, and usually it concludes the entrance procession into the Mass, after which we sit down and listen to the Gospel. Theologians say that the procession of the Holy Mass, beginning of the Mass, you see what happens, you all stand, and through the central aisle, the priest comes in with the ministers of the Mass. Most theologians make a reference to the passage of the Israelites from Egypt through the Red Sea. So you now form the Red Sea, and we pass through you into the Promised Land. We all pass together from Egypt into the Promised Land. And then when we come to the Promised Land, we offer our prayer to God. We begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then when we have given praise to God after our confession of our sins, together as a community, as a church, we offer our prayer to God, and that is what we have in the collect. And if you look at that beautiful prayer this morning, it says, "O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path." This is an acclamation of what God does. He shows the light of truth so that we don't go to the right path. And then we make our request in that prayer. It's a request made by the whole church. This same request is made by the church in Rome, by the church in Africa, all through Europe, and all the churches here in the US. Everywhere, this prayer, this request is made. The request says, "Give all who for the faith they profess are counted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ and to strive after all that does it honor." The grace to reject what is contrary to the name of Christ and then strive to whatever does the name of Christ honor. This is the intention of the church for all of us for this week. This prayer will continue to say it for all the masses of this week, Monday to Saturday. And when we look at what could we do to do the name of Christ honor, that response is given by the readings of today. The three readings, the first from the Old Testament, the prophet Amos, A second, from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. And the third, the gospel reading, the gospel of St. Mark. In the first reading, the prophet Amos. He was a man who was sent by God to the northern part of Israel. He was sent with a message to preach against the injustices practiced in Israel, to preach against idolatry in Israel. And he carried this message and went to the northern kingdom. And there, some people rejected his message because he was telling them, if you do not repent from your sins, the punishment of God is going to come upon you. And one particular man, as we heard in that reading, Isaiah, the high priest, told Amos, go away from here, Amos. And Amos replied, I was not even a prophet. I was only a shepherd. I was only sent by God to bring this message. I am on a mission from God. I am not here on my own accord. By myself, I'm only a shepherd. But then I am carrying the message of God. I am a missionary. And then in the gospel reading, if we have to take it in sequence, we see also in the gospel reading, Jesus sending his disciples, the 12. He was sending them two by two. Again, to carry a message and the gospel of repentance to all the whole world. He sent them. Go and preach. Elsewhere we could see, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them what I have taught you. I have given you the Spirit I have received from my Father. Go, teach, preach. And the gospel told us, they obeyed, just like Amos. They went on ahead and carried this message of repentance and cured illnesses and cured people who were sick. They respected this injunction. And then the second reading, the letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul now tells all of us, no longer Amos, no longer the 12, that we haven't chosen in Christ. We now, by adoption in Christ, we now are the new missionaries. And Amos, remember, did not give reasons. He obeyed. The 12 obeyed. And today, St. Paul is telling all of us, now we are adopted and we are now the carriers of this message. We are sent on mission. We are on a mission, you and I, everyone. And how do we now carry on this message? How do we preach this message? In the Redemptoris Missio of St. Pope John Paul II, he explains to us how we must carry on this message because it is our responsibility and we cannot say no to it. We must preach this gospel. It is our work. It is our duty, all of us. And then Pope John Paul tells us that we carry on this message in two forms. First, by witnessing with our lives. The way we live our life is the first form of preaching this message. Remember that St. Francis of Assisi said, preach always, sometimes use words. So our lives are supposed to be the point of contact of this gospel message, so that by our lives, people see the life of Christ in us. By our lives, people glean the life of God. Our lives should preach the gospel message. Parents should become the preachers of this message in their families unto their children, so that when they go away, when they go to school, they also carry on this message which they have got from their parents. But then remember also, I know so many parents might be saying, yes, I have been doing this so well, and one of my children even now is not a Catholic. Does it mean I have not done so well? Jesus, when he sent the apostles, he told them, some are going to reject the message. Some will reject it. But then, even when they do, do not be worried. Just do your own part. And even Amos, his message was rejected. He was asked to go away. Ours is to do our own part. And then the second, after witnessing, is the proclamation of the word. And now Pope John Paul says that primarily the people responsible for carrying on this proclamation to the ends of the earth are himself, the Pope, the bishops, priests, and all religious. These people are expected to preach the gospel message everywhere to the ends of the earth. And you could see Father Jovi Aneke, all the way from Nigeria, is in Phoenix preaching this message. What a wonderful thing. And when I go to Rome also, I do the same everywhere I go. And today, even Father Steve is somewhere, I don't know, where is he now? Wherever he is, he's preaching this message. You don't even know. We're all carrying on this message. The Pope says, primarily, these are the people responsible for carrying this message everywhere. We preach the message. But then he says that we also participate in this aspect of proclaiming the gospel to all the ends of the earth. First of all, by praying for all those who carry this message everywhere, for their safety. And then that the gospel will be received by those who they preach to. So by our prayers for the missionaries. So today, as you pray for Father Steve, you are participating in his proclamation of the word, wherever he is. So by our prayers, we participate in it. And then secondly, by our economic and financial support to the missionary activities all over the world. By our support, we also participate in the proclamation of this word. So you may not be expected to travel all the way to Nigeria, for example, to preach, but probably by your contribution to people who preach this word, you're also participating in this proclamation. And I tell you, most of your contributions are taken to Rome. And there's an organization, the Propaganda Fidei, that sponsors many priests who are missionaries. In my university, for example, San Anselmo in Rome, I have about 15 priests who are sponsored by the Propaganda Fidei. And most of this money comes from you. With this money, they sponsor these people and they bring them from all the ends of the earth. And after they are being trained, they are sent back to their countries or they are sent elsewhere to preach the message. So by our contributions, this proclamation goes on. And so the Pope encourages us to support the proclamation of the word, the mission activity of the church, by our prayers and by our financial contributions. And I must also testify that some of you here, in your own private contributions, are training priests. I have encountered two people who've told me who they are training. And even when I was in a seminary, there was someone here from Phoenix who paid my school fees when I was back in the senior seminary. Someone here from Phoenix. He was actually the one who invited me last year when I came. In that manner, look at it. Here now, I'm a priest, and he has participated. Everywhere I go to preach, he is participating in my proclamation of the word. And the church today wants us to realize that we have this responsibility of preaching the gospel message everywhere. And it is our prayer that this responsibility stays alive in us, that we continue by witnessing and by proclaiming the word of God, and also by supporting those who go on to proclaim this message. Amen.